Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, August 21st, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, North and South Korea are on the brink of war as Kim Jong-un orders his troops to prepare for battle. Then, Black Lives Matter protesters invade North St. Louis after a criminal thug was shot dead by police for pointing his stolen gun at the officers while fleeing from a crack house. Protesters have responded by damaging property and beating up pedestrians. "We're ready for war," is their battle cry.
"We're ready for war!
Meanwhile, a new survey suggests that most African Americans don't support the Black Lives Matter movement.
"Well, you are the most violent motherfuckers I have ever seen in my life."
All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Today, a gunman opened fire on a high-speed train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris. He wounded three people before being subdued by two American passengers, according to officials. Now, the incident occurred just about 6 p.m. near Arras in northern France. And according to an official with Police Union Alliance, the suspect is a 26-year-old Moroccan who was armed with an automatic rifle and a knife and was carrying at least 300 rounds of ammunition. The French interior minister said the American passengers were particularly courageous and showed great bravery in very difficult circumstances. Yes. Note to all you would-be terrorists out there, if you plan on attacking a train, don't choose the one with U.S. Marines on board, right? Now, a report on Twitter said that it was three unarmed U.S. Marines that detained the gunman until emergency services arrived. French authorities are currently investigating the motive behind today's shooting, but they're not ruling out terrorism. Now, on the other side of the world, we've got North Korea on the brink of war. And basically, it's a war over microphones. Now, this is the North and South. They have been blaring propaganda, opposing propaganda messages across each other's border. And so this microphone broadcast war resumed last week after South Korea blamed the North for landmine explosions that maimed two South Korean soldiers. North Korea denied the accusations and threatened to launch strikes on South Koreans' loudspeakers. So then South Korea has fired dozens of artillery rounds across the border. They're saying that North Korea fired first to back up the threat that they made to attack their loudspeakers. And North Korea says that the South Korean shells caused no injuries, but they denied firing, and now they're going to respond with fury. Kim Jong-un has issued an ultimatum in this loudspeaker propaganda fight, and he has now ordered his troops to prepare for battle. And you can see pictures there where U.S. troops are mobilizing in South Korea, with officials saying that any war between North and South Korea could go nuclear. So South Korea has been given until 5 p.m. on Saturday night to dismantle their propaganda speakers. So those speakers are pretty huge, and obviously this is causing a lot of consternation. We'll have to see how this plays out over the weekend. Now, Ferguson has also been in a perpetual state of unrest this past week. Protests there have been ongoing after officers shot a black man.
Ferguson, Missouri was up in flames and tear gas once again last night after residents demanded to know why officers fatally shot a black suspect. According to police, officers were preparing to execute a search warrant when two black males ran out the back door, both armed with weapons. After being ordered to drop their weapons, police said one of the suspects pointed his gun at officers. He was promptly shot and pronounced dead at the scene. Police said the suspect's gun was found to have been stolen. Four guns total were recovered, as well as crack cocaine. Soon after the shooting, the street was full of nearly 100 residents demanding answers. Several arrests were reported. But where was the community response in Ferguson when 9-year-old Jamila Bolden was shot dead as she did her homework on Tuesday night? The Black Lives Matter crowd was nowhere to be found. The difference? Jamila Bolden was killed in a drive-by shooting and not by a white police officer.
We try to be the protector, but this particular time I wasn't there.
There needs to be a revaluation of what human life, black, white, young, the season, whether it's in Ferguson or in areas that are considered affluent and afar off, this has to stop. This epidemic of lost life for under false pretense and of no real significant reason has to change.
Leanne McAdoo for InfoWars.com.
Black Lives Matter supporters continued their protests. They invaded the Central West End restaurant district in St. Louis. The protesters were chanting, "We're ready for war." They blocked traffic. They also jumped a young couple there. A man got beaten to a pulp. A Channel 5 photographer got his camera thrown on the ground. And the protesters were bashing out car lights. So this, to them, is democracy. They were saying, show them what democracy is. So it is this divisive behavior that's dividing the country on the message of the Black Lives Matter movement. A lot of people don't really understand what this is. And a recent Rasmussen poll is actually finding that just 31% of African Americans actually identify with the term Black Lives Matter. 64% said the phrase All Lives Matter more closely resembled their views. And now a separate poll has also found that most Americans have an even more positive view of their local police and don't consider their tactics out of line. So this is the result of the divide and conquer message of this movement, the fact that they are only mobbing when a white officer attacks a black person. So you can see that that is the result of this divide and conquer message being pushed out by the Black Lives Matter movement. It's actually discrediting real opposition to the genuine problem of police brutality. And it's exactly what we've been warning. What we've said was the agenda of the George Soroses there that are funding the Black Lives Matter movement to get this civil unrest going and to take the American people's anger off of the real issue of police brutality. Now, that's not just me saying that. Peggy Hubbard, who lives just across the river from St. Louis in Belleville, Illinois, is also slamming the Black Lives Matter movement for tearing up the communities in response to what she says is a thug being shot dead by police while ignoring the issue of a black-on-black violence that led to the death of a 9-year-old girl.
Police officers looked at those. Pretty much what they did was they went to execute a warrant for an arrest for a very, very bad guy. When they came to get him, instead of going peacefully, having his day in court, he decides to pull out another stolen gun, shoot at the police. Police shot back, and he was killed. Within the same time frame, news broke out about a 9-year-old girl in Ferguson died in a drive-by shooting in her room doing her homework. She dies by a stray bullet to the chest. Last night, who do you think they protested for? The thug, the criminal, because they're hollering police brutality. Are you f***ing kidding me? Police brutality? How about black brutality? You black people, my black people, you are the f***ing most violent motherfuckers I have ever seen in my life. A little girl is dead. You say black lives matter? Her life matters. Her dreams matter. Her future matters.
And as we're watching the indicators for a potential Operation Garden Plot unfold, what about another race war that's kind of bubbling to the surface? Would Trump's immigration plan lead to a race war? His ideas on immigration have been gaining the most attention. Conservative Americans obviously tired of paying taxes on welfare benefits for people who have broken the law, tired of losing their jobs to foreigners. Obviously, as you know, we're struggling here to succeed on our own here in this country. But what would Trump's policies entail? How do you think more than 11 million people might respond to mass deportation? Obviously, that's not going to go over that well. It's a doomsday type scenario that would obviously plunge our country into martial law. So, you know, that's obviously something that we've been warning about as well, with the reason why all this civil unrest is being festered. Now we've got Pope Francis coming along, also encouraging people to illegally immigrate into the United States. He says if he has enough time, he wants to cross the border into the U.S. from Mexico during his visit here. He's also going to be meeting with immigrants and Hispanic families following his address before Congress on September 24th. And then he also said in June that Americans who are worried about illegal immigration and the financial burden that it imposes on taxpayers and institutions should seek God's forgiveness. Well, I've got some advice for anyone who wants to illegally immigrate somewhere. Go to Vatican City. I mean, they've got streets paved in gold there. If you want to have open arms to people, just go there. That's what I say. You know, give them a taste of their own medicine. But obviously, American border, it's a ticking time bomb, and who cannot wait to sweep up the ashes?
The American border is a ticking time bomb, anticipating an economic collapse. According to the latest federal data, the U.S. Border Patrol has apprehended 3,138 more minors in 2015 attempting to enter the U.S. illegally than in 2014. This rush of foreigners impacts our laws, economy, and political landscape. The burden on the American taxpayer is enormous. But if an American wants to enter Tijuana, Mexico from San Diego at the San Ysidro crossing, they must now show a passport and pay $20 for a six-month permit. U.S. pedestrians have always entered Mexico unhindered until now. The new Mexican border security is intended to stop American criminals fleeing into Mexico. Meanwhile, U.S. ICE agents released over 30,000 criminal illegals onto the streets of America in 2014 alone. And the augmentation to record-level human trafficking is staggering. Breitbart reports that illegals in Mission, Texas kidnapped other illegal aliens and held them at a stash house where they would demand ransom from their families, beating the illegals with baseball bats and keeping them in inhumane conditions. But how do you stop a billion-dollar industry with ties to the big banks funding our representatives? For example, in March 2010, Wachovia settled the biggest action brought under the U.S. Bank Secrecy Act through the U.S. District Court in Miami. Now that the year's deferred prosecution has expired, the bank is in effect in the clear. It paid federal authorities $110 million in forfeiture for allowing transactions later proved to be connected to drug smuggling and incurred a $50 million fine for failing to monitor cash used to ship 22 tons of cocaine. And no individual was brought to justice. Meanwhile, the drug cartel fueled commercial banking industry lobbies senators and congressmen with millions. Notice the Democratic spike in donations in 2008 during President Obama's rise to the White House. Breitbart reports Dr. Ben Carson visited the Arizona-Mexico border. After Carson suggested drones and National Guard troops to secure the border, Arizona Sheriff Paul Babu explained it bluntly. We don't have drones ourselves. We have a couple of helicopters, and this is why there shouldn't be one county fighting the drug cartels. We had a $3 billion drug bust. We arrested 76 in one day. They were carrying 108 weapons, including AK-47s. Ben Carson mentioned absolutely use drones and maybe have the idea of a missile strike to blow up these cartel lookouts where they live in. Some members of the media were aghast he said such a thing. He said, look, we're fighting a war here. We should talk to military leaders and law enforcement leaders to see what we need to do.
17 to 30% of those caught already have a criminal record in the United States. So they're entering, so they've already been here, and they already have a criminal record established here in our country. Never mind their country of origin.
Well, my suggestion is, obviously, we either keep them locked up or do something that prevents them from going there and coming back.
But hey, now the Holy Father Pope Francis is promoting the full-scale invasion of the United States, claiming he would attempt the crossing of Mexico to the U.S. if he had time. What Pope Francis might uncover is it's a lot easier than he thinks. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in there.
Don't see me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in the community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Ms. Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. I wanted to bring Weldon Henson in here briefly because we have a great sponsor. Boy, I've sure been enjoying the firearms that I've gotten from them. HDfirearms.com. That's Head Down Firearms. They have super high quality 223s, 308, you name it. It's called 556, technically, in the 223, that are guns that would be $3,000 or $1,500. Guns that would be $1,500 or $900.
Well, the important thing to remember is that if you're not in the market to buy a brand new rifle, you have an AR-15, you have an AR-10 platform 308 rifle. They've got everything you need to upgrade it. Buy a new part, buy a new trigger, buy a new muzzle brake, buy a new handrail. It's all an upgrade for your rifle because these are all superior top-of-the-line quality products made in America.
tell folks about their low profile series.
Well, this is an important thing to have. This is untraceable. Anybody can get this kit right here. You don't have to go through a federal firearms license place. You can have it shipped right to your house.
This is what the traders have been trying to shut down.
Absolutely. So you basically have everything you need besides a lower receiver, because that's what's traceable, that's what's serialized, and that's what the federal government's after. But you can get this right here. Get your own lower receiver any way you want. There's different programs. All you got to do is your own research, and you can find out how to get a lower receiver so that you can put it on this. Maybe you already have a lower receiver from an AR from way back that you just don't quite use anymore. It's old, something like that. You can throw it on this. You basically have a brand new rifle, and you saved money by putting it together yourself and buying this kit right here, which is cheaper than the actual rifle.
And they've got the highest quality barrels, the highest quality triggers. We're not just saying that. Go look at the third-party reviews. Tell them about the new rifle they're producing that's getting amazing reviews. And then I just got one, this 308.
Yes, that is very...
Arcadius.
Arcadius, that's very exciting. They just came out with their own line of AR-10 platforms, which is basically an AR-15, but instead of it being a 5.56, it shoots a 308 round, which I know you personally like shooting a 308.
I like them both. And, I mean, just to be clear, they've always, for years, been making this for the big manufacturers, the high-end. They're just now not private labeling. They're putting out their own guns.
Yes. Well, the one they sent you, I'm actually jealous of, is a beautiful gun. It's set up and configured for long-range shooting, marksmanship-type things.
Just the scope alone is something to snuggle with.
Yeah, it's a Vortex 4x16 scope, which you can get a head down as well, their distributor. And I think things for people to remember is that if you want a 308, you don't have to get the 18-inch barrel. You don't have to get the 22-inch barrel. You don't have to get it set up for marksmanship. You can get one with a 16-inch barrel that's set up for more of an assault weapon type, you know, configuration. So anything you want, people just call head down. You can get anything you want made there and any configuration you might want on your rifle. They're able to do that, and they have 100% perfect customer service ratings there.
Bottom line, it's not just firearms, a ton of accessories, very affordable, and it supports the InfoWar. If you're not shopping at HDFirearms.com, you're not helping the InfoWar. I mean, this is a win-win. Thank you all for your support. Check them out today. Thank you, Weldon. Alex Jones here reporting from the road for InfoWars.com. We've seen an incredible development in France today. CNN headline, official, two U.S. Marines stop Islamist attacker on train in France. This is one of those stories that illustrates just so many things for us. Now, the basics of what happened, two plainclothes Marines were on board the train, and they saw an Islamist from Morocco who'd been tracked by French intelligence, they're now admitting, with connections to ISIS, pulling out an AK-47 out of his bag and loading it with a clip. They began to try to subdue him. They were both injured, though they've survived. A French citizen was reportedly shot in the hand, and they were able to hold him down and subdue him until others were able to tackle him. If he would have been able, this coward, to get the gun loaded to start firing, he could have killed hundreds, because it's a speed train traveling for hundreds of miles for over an hour, not stopping. So he could have taken his time killing people. And notice these mass shooters, whether they be Islamists or crazy Prozac heads, always target public schools, colleges, places where they know people are disarmed, airports, you name it, which illustrates what the head of Interpol said a few years ago with the Nairobi, Kenya attacks. It's time to start arming the citizens to counter against this. But these Marines did what strangely didn't happen on 9/11. I think on planes full of people, folks pull out box cutters, so people are going to fight them. I mean, I'm not Mr. Tough Guy, but I know I would. It'd be a default position. But that's a whole other separate issue. The French officials have called this brave, daring. They've said that they have admiration for what the Marines, who were unarmed, did, but to show what their training and initiative basically paid off. But expanding on this is the fourth attack in the last few months in France. We've seen an attack in Garland, Texas, on the Draw Prophet Muhammad cartoon event. We've seen the attack on the two recruiting centers that killed five people, four Marines and one sailor. And the shooter, of course, it was six total. The two Marines fought back with pistols. They got out of their cars, so they're being court-martialed right now. They started the court-martials since they dared defend themselves. You cannot make this up. So it's just simply wild that our media then covered up that that was a jihadi attack. Imagine if a patriot or a Tea Party person would have done something like this. It would have been the end of the world.
world. So this is just an amazing event that has taken place in France. Here's part of the CNN report. A massacre on a high-speed train in France was prevented Friday when two U.S. Marines in civilian clothing surprised an Islamist militant, senior European counterterrorism official told CNN. The suspect was loading his automatic Kalashnikov rifle in a toilet when the two Marines confronted him, the sources said. The gunman fired on the Marines with a handgun, the official said, wounding at least one of them. Now they're saying, I was listening to NPR just a minute ago, they were saying multiple woundings. Three people were injured aboard the train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris, authorities said. The Marines overpowered the suspect, who was placed under arrest when the train was rerouted to the town of Ars, about 115 miles north of Paris. One of the Marines was wounded, the Pentagon said. The gunman, a Moroccan national, was on the radar screen of European counterterrorism agencies for his radical jihadist views. Yeah, they're probably letting him be recruited and be sent to fight for ISIS. Former top general, just last week, we played it this week, of course, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency said, look, I followed orders to help basically, you know, reconstitute ISIS in the Middle East because the West needs this proxy army to take over peaceful countries. Saudi Arabia uses this to conquer the area. They're our ally. Our government, other Western governments, are actually not calling this terrorism, whether it's Garland or whether it's Chattanooga, Tennessee, whether it's Texas, Tennessee, or France, because they don't want to point out that this is their own recruits coming home. Now, the government doesn't run these people. They just simply are allowing them to reconstitute, recruit, and raise money. And it's outrageous. And then when they attack us, they use that to take our freedoms. So the TSA wants to stick your daughter in a naked body scanner. I mean, it's all a sick joke. And now the Pope is coming to the United States on the 24th to lecture Congress, they announced today. Reuters reported, I covered earlier on the show, to demand our borders be open to the Middle East, you name it. I'm not against all the people in the Middle East. I'm against the radical jihadis that are being allowed to come in. This is outrageous and it's wrong, but good job of the Marines taking action. The disarmed French, it took them 5 days at the attack on Charlie Hebdo, the newspaper where they killed all those people and fired an RPG into it and the rest of it. And that got covered up because they didn't want to call it terrorism. They had RPGs in there. We first reported that, later came out in the news. Rocket-propelled grenades. So that's what's happening. But notice, because two Americans were there, people want to badmouth Americans all day. At least Americans will take action. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but at least we're not completely disarmed like everybody else but the Swiss. The Swiss have the lowest crime rate in Europe, probably in the world, the highest standard of living in the world, and they're more armed than we are. So guns aren't the problem. Criminals with guns are the problem, and that's what this illustrates yet again. This is a special report bulletin for Infowars.com. We're posting this to YouTube as well. Get this video out everywhere. That American initiative and the will to fight back has now stood up to somebody that would have killed hundreds. That's what it comes down to. We're not going to lay on our bellies. The ruling establishment social engineers want a bunch of domesticated nanny state people that'll put up with their tyranny. And that means that we can't stand up to thugs of any stripe whenever they show up on our shores. All right, that's it for this report. More articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Never forget, if you're listening or watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the camps that you all run.
All persons of Japanese descent were required to register.
Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
And so what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it, we're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
Wolverines!
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Did you know that only six corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day? It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of mega corporations with vested interests. But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources. So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. This gives you a false sense of reality. I mean, do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it. This is Darren McBreen, and I want you to break the matrix at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and listen to The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on your mind.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Superman Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermale Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermale Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
My guest today is Brandi Vaughn. She is a former pharmaceutical sales rep. She's also the founder of the Council for Vaccine Safety. So Brandi, welcome to the show. Now, you've worked in the industry. What was it that really kind of opened your eyes to make you an outspoken opponent of mandatory vaccinations?
Well, originally I worked for Merck selling Vioxx. So that was the first incidents where I was exposed to really what's going on behind the scenes in the healthcare industry in the U.S. and really opened my eyes to what we're being told is not actually always the truth. It's what they want us to hear and what they want us to think. So that experience really opened my eyes. And then I went to Europe for 8 years and I saw how other countries do things very, very differently. And then I came back with my 6-month-old son who was unvaccinated at the time and or now as well. And was bullied in a doctor's office. So that started my research 4 years ago into vaccines. And I've learned really, really a lot more than most people have researched. And I got involved with this in SB 277, which is the first mandatory vaccination for education law in California that was passed back in June. And that's when I really started to stand up and speak out against mandatory vaccination and what's really driving the push for mandatory vaccinations, which is clearly profit and not public health.
Right. So that, I mean, you think that is the truth behind this push, SB 277 and elsewhere. We've already kind of reported on some of the financial ties that Senator Pan had there with the industry, but that's the truth?
Yes. There was a lot of money filtered down into Democrats starting in 2008 when Obama became president. And this plan to start the whole mandatory vaccination push, those bills were waiting in the wings. And there were precedent bills like AB 2109 in California as well. And one of the things that I think is most important, there are so much that I want to say, but a lot of people who don't have children think, oh, well, you know, mandatory vaccinations for education, that's not something that really concerns me. And one thing I really think people need to understand is that this is just the first step. They actually have bills at a federal level and programs to immunize adult population as well. It's called the National Adult Immunization Plan, and it's 136 vaccine doses over the course of a lifetime, not including annual flu shot. So I really think that a lot of people have kind of turned a blind eye. Well, I don't have kids, or my kids are older. This doesn't affect me. I'm not going to get involved. And what we really need to be saying is like, wow, we are giving up our medical rights right now. And first it's going to be the children, and next it's going to be us. And they're looking to implement it through Obamacare as well as through health insurance through employers. So that is one of the things that about SB 277 that I really want to make clear. It's not just about the children. And another thing I want to make clear is that the vaccine schedule in the U.S. these days is nothing like when I was vaccinated in the 80s or previous times. The schedule has just increased substantially since pharmaceutical companies no longer have liability for injuries or deaths related to vaccines. And we have 53 coming out in February 2016. The CDC recommended schedule will be 53 vaccine doses before school, which is age 5. And this is 2 to 3 times higher than any other developed country. And yet what we're seeing in the U.S. is despite spending more on healthcare per capita, we have the sickest generation of children. We have the highest rates of infant mortality we have in the developed world. We have the highest rates of SIDS, highest rates of autoimmune disease, leukemia, childhood type 1 diabetes, food allergies, asthma, autism, developmental delays, ADHD. And what instead of mandating vaccines, we really need to take a step back and say, why are our children so sick? And, you know, we're not seeing these epidemics of infectious disease happen in countries that do not have a schedule like ours. So this scare tactics that, oh, these diseases are going to come back, diseases that most of us, my age at least, had as children, chickenpox, measles, that are meant to build the immune system for things further down the line. You know, we're not seeing these humongous epidemics of infectious disease in other countries that don't have such an intense schedule. What we do have an epidemic in the U.S. is with our children's health. We have a generation of children that is sicker than their parents for the first time ever. And that is what we need to step back and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? What's really driving mandatory vaccinations? And if you look at the profit margins, vaccines have a higher profit margin than pharmaceutical drugs because they don't undergo the same safety testing. So the rigorous gold standard safety testing and the years to market that normal pharmaceutical drugs go through, vaccines do not go through the same process. And plus, you couple that with the fact that there's no liability. So the vaccines are the only product in the U.S. you cannot sue for if you're injured. So it has complete federal blanket liability protection. So you put those two together and you have a very broken vaccine system with companies that are making safety studies. They're funding the safety studies for the profit, for the products that they sell. And there's no oversight and no regulation. And so we have a very broken system. And it's leading to just an increased overinflated vaccine schedule. And we have really sick children. And there are a lot of studies that are not funded by the companies themselves, independent safety studies, independent scientific studies, peer reviewed by very reputable university professors that show links with the additives in vaccines to these diseases that we're seeing in our population. Aluminum is a known neurotoxin. It's linked with Alzheimer's. It's linked with breast cancer. It's linked with neurotoxicity in vaccine-related doses. Same with formaldehyde is in every single childhood vaccine. It is a known human carcinogen. You can look it up on the FDA. Fetal and animal DNA, why are these things allowed into the bloodstreams of our bodies and of our children?
Right. And well, and you've done extensive research with these vaccinations and as well as the toxins that are included in these vaccinations. And obviously, you know, you're very well spoken about this. You've worked in the industry. So yes, we are seeing record number of sicker children. You know, my nephews were sick the entire time they were going through their vaccine schedule. But there's also this huge demonization campaign out there against parents who might, you know, maybe not even be anti-vax, but maybe they just want to slow down the schedule of vaccinations. But demonization against people such as yourself. Talk to me a little bit about some of the backlash you've faced.
Wow. I've been called a child murderer. I've been told that I should be put in jail, that I should be killed and actually lynched and burned at the stake, both at the same time. I've been told that my child is disease ridden. He's the healthiest child of all of his peers. He's off the chart in terms of weight and height. You know, I've been told really, really nasty things. And it's interesting because I think that you have first heard about me because there was some intimidation that I underwent recently for speaking out against SB 277. I was organizing rallies and bringing in doctors and speaking against this myself at multiple rallies and speeches against SB 277 in California. And I received a lot of intimidation, scare tactics. My mail was stolen. My car was broken into. And 2 days after a major rally in Sacramento, the last one I did, my home was broken into.
Wow.
I had a home alarm, which I had installed a month before, based on some of the things that were happening. And they disarmed it wirelessly with my master code, which I had never given out to anyone. They picked my front door very professionally. They were only in my place for 5 minutes. They didn't take anything because then a police report can't be filed if nothing's missing.
Right.
But they did go down the hall. The sensor went off. The dining room window was open and shut for future access because that's actually faces the backyard. And, you know, probably tapped. My phone has been bugged. My computers, my emails, all of that. Mm-hmm. And
we've actually heard from some other people as well, also outspoken opponents on SB 277 facing this same type of frightening scare tactic out there. We're also hearing about, you know, alternative doctors in the field being suicided mysteriously. Just briefly, we've got about, you know, one more minute. Talk to me a little bit about the Council for Vaccine Safety and where people can go for some more information.
Right. So one of the things that I'm doing, I started a nonprofit, because once you speak out about this, you're not really employable anywhere else. I started a nonprofit and I'm dedicating all of my time to doing a public awareness and education campaign, speaking out, doing media and all these things. You can find it at www.councilforvaccinesafety.org, councilforvaccinesafety.org. And, on there, you can learn more about, what I've been doing and what the new projects we're doing in the future.
And how to get involved. Well, thank you so much, Brandy, for speaking out. We really appreciate it. And like you said, it concerns all of us. So we appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introduction. Offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Well, Pope Francis is going to be encouraging people to illegally immigrate across the U.S.-Mexico border during his visit here in September. Now, he has also said that any American who has a problem with illegal immigrants needs to seek forgiveness. Now, earlier, Alex Jones did a report on this. Just what exactly is behind the elite's push to flood countries, not just America, but all over the world with illegal immigrants?
yesterday's syndicated radio/TV transmission, I broke down a detailed report on what I dubbed Operation Chaos, how all over the Western world, the elites are encouraging illegal populations to flood in with the promise of free welfare, free health care, have your babies for free, everything else. We talked about cities in California, like Huntington Park, that is appointing to key commissions illegal aliens to run major city departments who don't even have their credentials on top of the fact that they're breaking the law. This is sedition. This is treason by the ultra elite with the outnumbering giant third world populations. And if you look at the parallels with Rome, Caesars, Roman emperors later towards the decline would actually bring in mercenary armies and mercenary worker groups to displace and control politically Romans. That ended up bringing down Rome. And now in Italy, in France, in the UK, in Greece especially, we showed you the New York Times article yesterday, it is a full-scale, again, what was the term that was used? Full-scale disaster, the New York Times said. While they promote the policies of all this free welfare that helps cause this and not deporting the lion's share of these people. The world is collapsing. This is only going to get worse, but the globalists will always offer their solution, giving them more taxes, more power, more police state control, which they then don't even use to secure the borders, the wealth, and the sovereignty. We need the West to stay incredibly wealthy, powerful, innovative, and then transfer technology to the third world and build tourist destinations and economic development zone destinations inside third world nations to build them up. Now, that's the public promotion for 60 years of globalism. They said that, and it made sense, but they haven't delivered. Instead, it's about keeping them poor. It's about exploiting them. It's about deindustrializing them. It's about sowing destabilization. This has all been declassified. That's why they fund ISIS to run around the whole Middle East. And now, if Syria dares fight back against ISIS, that's being immigrated in by the globalists, they're going to bomb them starting next week. War has been declared against Syria unofficially. That just shows you the order out of chaos mentality. But Rob Dew was able to get footage, and so was I, of just hordes of illegals just sitting around doing nothing, collecting their welfare checks all over Rome. I was able to get a demonstration basically against the open borders and other issues and what's happening economically on tape as well. So we're going to roll some of that footage here in a moment, and I'm going to be basically narrating over it. But I know you as a listener and a viewer already understand these basics. We've got to get the word out to other people that this isn't about being nice to the third world that we're doing this. This is being done to economically drive down wages. This is being done to make us poor. All of us, so we can be more politically managed. This is the admitted plan. And it's a revolution where you get the book thrown at you if you're a Hispanic American, a Black American, a White American, an unhyphenated American. If you're an American, you get screwed over. You're known as a chump. But the illegals are above the law and can now be on the city council, just be appointed. It's wrong. It's discriminatory. And no one else puts up with this. Basically, our political immune system has been removed. America and the West has its shields completely down and are being subdivided, are having any original cultures erased and destroyed. So this whole plastic, artificial matrix-like system of control can be overlaid over it. And that's really the story here. They say Rome is collapsing economically and falling apart and rotting outside the tourist areas. We've been out there and seen it for ourselves. It's not just Rome is collapsing. It's all of America. It's all of Europe. It's all of the West, because we've been sold out by political interests that want us poor, that want us dumb, because they have diplomatic immunity. They have governmental and corporate reservations that are above the law and exempt from everything they're doing that are safe. And as long as the elites don't have to abide by the same laws, don't have to pay the same taxes, don't have to drink the same water, we're screwed. I mean, it's in the news for a decade that the Chinese elite, the German elite, the British elite, the U.S. elite, the Japanese elite don't take vaccines, or they get special secret lots that are, quote, safe and clean. They don't drink fluoride water. They don't eat GMO. They have the secret gardens all over the world. It's even come out in mainstream news where they are producing for the Chinese elite and others clean food. The New World Order is like 100 Manhattan projects, using our money, our ingenuity, compartmentalized, to set up a whole new world for the establishment, an Elysium for the demigods that they want to become. And then we get nothing. Only by admitting what's going on outside of the controlled matrix-like media, only by getting outside the bread and circuses of the modern Circus Maximuses and the modern Colosseums, only by getting outside of that will we regain our humanity and the mystery and the majesty that is the universe all around us. That's how we transcend these people, is realizing there's a whole world of mystery and a universe of mystery around us, but the globalists are no mystery. I mean, I talk about Manhattan Projects, 100+ thousand people involved for 4 or 5 years, kept it secret, no problem until they wanted to admit the A-bomb production out in New Mexico and other areas. I've known since I got on air 20 years ago, I was told by high-level pro-lifers and others, and saw documents and lawsuits that were going on, how they were vivisecting and keeping babies alive and selling their parts. And now it's in the news. People say, yeah, so what, kill babies? Well, you know what, so what, kill you? You know what, so what, harvest you? You know what, go ahead and kill veterans. Go ahead and kill old people. They'll kill you too, you dumb punks. You don't have any empathy and you don't demand standards. You don't stand up for other people getting screwed over. You're going to get screwed over. Everything the New World Order does is pure death. And it's not going to help the poor people fleeing collapsing Middle East and fleeing collapsing Africa and everywhere else. You got to fix the New World Order that's screwing these countries over. You got to stop globalism. That's meant to create a cascade of global crises that bring in total world domination, a world cashless society, a total control grid. I'm going to throw it back to David Knight and the InfoWars crew, doing a fabulous job in Austin, Texas. Today we're going out to talk about the Vatican, to research sites around Rome and the Vatican, and bring you a lot of key info, because the globalists are making their move. Obama calling for world government, the Pope calling for world government, carbon taxes. They've gone from this doesn't exist to the emerger point where they decloak to fire. We've always said for over a decade, and all the experts have agreed, that when they start admitting all this stuff out in the open, while they denied it behind the scenes, we're in deep trouble. But it's an opportunity, because finally, folks, we can say, see, we told you, we wrote books, we made films, exactly as we said now happening, here's the documents, don't live in denial. We can do something. We can say no. We can withdraw our consent. We can vote with our dollars. It's an epic time to be alive. In my gut, I knew that traveling to Europe to investigate this for myself was key. Been here a long time ago, but hadn't been to this area in a long time other than the UK. We're here now, and I'm going to be traveling more, a few times a year at least, to Asia and to Africa and to Latin America, so we can firsthand really get down in the weeds and break down exactly what's happening. So I'm about to go out. It's in the morning here. I'm about to go out, and we're just going to shoot tons of footage, interview people, see what we see. We've already run into demonstrations. We've already run into just all sorts of stuff. And this is what it's all about. True journalism, where we wear the truth on our sleeve, our bias to be honorable, where we're open about it, where we don't follow talking points. We follow history, our hearts, and the good conscience that the good Lord gave us. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. From Rome, Italy.
Thank you for watching the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. We certainly appreciate you helping us take it to the next level. And you can also head over to prisonplanet.tv and become a subscriber there. Your subscription will get you instant access to over 18 years worth of high definition content. And you can always share your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time. Thank you all so much. We'll see you here again Monday, 7 p.m. Central.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
And that's the principle of InfoWars life, as far as I understand, that you've always had, is that it's not about synthetic chemicals and forcing actions. It's about letting your body do its own thing and giving your body the tools it needs to create these different compounds that are super valuable and super beneficial.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.